Shalom to all. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Kuf Aleph. We're starting right at the top line at the end with the words of Balmom. And today's daf is sponsored by Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Hernish Amal should have an Aliyah. Now the course is discussing Shmuel's opinion, which we're going to get back to in a couple of minutes. We had said that an animal is designated as a carbon, but then developed a mom, meaning a Balmom. It's called Tamei. So the question is, Balmom Heichaikur Tamei. Where do we find that a Balmom is called Tamei? And the answer is the Tanya. We have a Brisa. The pasuk tells us him called Behema Tameya Asher Leikriv Men a Carbon LaHashem was referring to a Balimum and Shenift in a Kasam Medaber. The pasuk is talking about an animal that's Balmom that was redeemed. Now, for the clarification of this, you say it's talking about a Balmom that was redeemed. Maybe it's really talking about a non-kosher animal because it says the words, Behema Tameya. And the answer is that no, the pasuk says, so that pasuk is already talking about actually a non-kosher animal. So, what do we do with this first pasuk that we quoted? The pasuk is talking about an animal, it's a Balmom that was redeemed. Now, Yachal, you might think, that an animal could be redeemed, even if it has a mom iver, a passing or a temporary mom, that you should be able to redeem it. So to that, Tam Lamed, the pasuk says, Asher lo yakrivu mimena karban l'Hashem, that from it can't be brought a karban t'Hashem. What do we learn from here? Misha ina krevel l'Hashem kol ikar. The only type of animal that's a bal mom that's able to be redeemed is something that it cannot be brought as a karban at all. Yatzu, that excludes this, that has a mom iver, a temporary mom, she'ina krevel hayoim, it might not be able to be brought today because it does have a mom, but a krevel machar can be brought tomorrow because the mom's going to go away, and so that animal is not able to be redeemed. Now going back to Shita Shmuel, let's remind ourselves the Mishnah had began by telling us that Menachos and Nesachim, if they became Tameh before being Niskadish in a Kli Sharis, so they're allowed to be redeemed. Now Shmuel had said that even if they're Tahar, they could be redeemed, which means, for example, you have flour of a Mincha that was designated as such, it was just never put into Kli Sharis, you could be Paideh, you could redeem it, no problem, even though it's Tahar. It doesn't need to become Tameh for us to be able to redeem it. Now just an important distinction to make over here, as we're going to bring it up, we had it yesterday as well, that's the difference between Kedushas Damim versus Kedushas Agav. Kedushas Damim means it has a specific level of Kedusha, but only its value is Kadosh, such as a Mincha before is put into a Kli Sharis. However, you have Kedushas Agav, which is a higher level of Kedusha. That means the thing itself has Kedusha, not just its value. That would be a carbon, for example, or after the Mincha was put into a Kli Sharis, so now it attains Kedushas Agav. That's a higher level. So Gemara tells us, Meis Rav Huna Bar Menoyach, Rav Huna Bar Menoyach asks on Shitas Shmuel from the Mishnah itself. What do we say in the Sefer of the Mishnah? Ha'ayfis va'etzim alavayinu Kli Sharis shenitmu. All these things, they became Tameh. They're not able to be redeemed. The only thing we see that could be redeemed is an animal, but these things we just mentioned aren't animals, so they're not able to be redeemed. Now, Rav Huna Bar Menoyach analyzed this. We understand birds are designated as karbanos, so they have kedusha zagof. The only pidyon we've seen by kedusha zagof is animals, and a bird is not an animal, so we understand that can't be redeemed. But el eitzim levayinu klei sharis lifraku. Why not be able to redeem eitzim levayinu klei sharis? What's the problem with that? El lavin must be mishom de tahirim ba'alma eniftin. That's because something which is tahar, we're going to stick with our example of menachos, namely, if we have a mincha which is tahar, it's not allowed to be redeemed. And so v'haninami, these also eitzim levayinu klei sharis afal gav de nitmu, even if they did become tameh ketahirim damu, they're still considered like their tahar, and memelo, they're not allowed to be redeemed. What does that mean that they're like their tahar? The eitzim levayinu lav b'nei ashvui ochlaninu, because the eitzim levayinu are not able to become food, you can't eat them. El achibas hakodesh mashvulu ochla. It's just the fact that we cherish kodesh, they're elevated, they're holy, so in a way that makes them like food. Now Rashi does change his girsa around, and he just says it simply that lav b'nei kibulei tomaninhu, they're not able to become tameh, and it's the chibas kodesh which enables them to become tameh. And where do we see this? De eitzim kemadulei mafshiluhu legzirin loy miskashri, wood from the mizbeach, as long as it's not smoothed down into gzirin, meaning before it's planed and smoothed and made nice to be used on the mizbeach, so it can't become kodesh at all, even if you wanted it to. And levayna nami, the levayna as well, kemadulei kitchi b'kli sharis loy miskashra, if it's not put into kli sharis, it can't become kadosh. Maybe these two really can't become kadosh. So in a way that, so to speak, always gives them that status of tahar, even if they became tameh. And by the same token, kli sharis nami, kli sharis as well. Helva is lutar b'mikvah. Since they could be placed in a mikvah, and that's going to retire them, memela, in a way they're always considered like they're tahar. Bottom line is, we see these three things, even if they did become tameh, they're still viewed as if they're tahar. And right now, Rav Huna Bar Menoyach is understanding the only reason, how the only way the Mishnah would make sense by saying that ein lahem pidyon must be because you can't be put to them when they're tahar. That's a beferish question on Shmuel from the Mishnah. The Gemara says, loy, that's not so, it's wrong understanding. Loy lamei melecha tahirin ba'alma niftin. I could really technically tell you that even if it's tahar, it could be redeemed. V'hani mishum d'loy shchichihu. These things we just mentioned, eitzim, levain, and klesharis, since they're very uncommon, that's why they're not able to be redeemed when they're tahar. Namely, all these things are difficult to come by, and if we're going to allow a person to redeem them when they're tahar, so then we might not be able to find a replacement for them, and that's going to be a big issue, and that's why they're not going to be redeemed when they're Tar. But it's very possible that Menachos, which is just regular flour, that's very easy to come by, that it could be redeemed when it's Tahar. We just clarify this. Mishlamo Levainu Klisharis. We understand Levainu Klisharis. Loi Shchichi. They're very uncommon. It's difficult to find them. Ela Eitzim Mishkach Shchichi. Wood is very easy to come by. What does that mean? It's not common. And the answer is that no. Eitzim Nami. Even wood. Given to Amar Meir, since it was stated, call Eitz Shenim to Boi Tolas, Pasul Gam Mizbeach. Any wood that a worm is found in it, that's possible from the Mizbeach. Hilkach Loi Shchichi. Turns out it's actually not Shchiach, because it's very difficult to find a piece of wood that doesn't have any worms in it. And therefore, all three of these fit into the category of Loi Shchichi. They're not commonly found, and that's why they can't be redeemed in the Tar. But once again, when we're talking about Menachos or Nesachim, it's very possible they are able to redeem them in their Tahar. So this question on Shmuel was pushed away. Now, Amar Rav Papa says, Ishmiel Leishel Shmuel Haditanya, if Shmuel heard about the following Braisa, which we're going to say in just a moment, he definitely would have backed away from his Shita that something Tahar could be redeemed. Now, this Braisa talks about donating something to Bedek HaBayis. We know there's technically two ways of making something Kadosh. He can either designate it as a Karbon, that gives it a high level of Kedushas Aguf, or he could just donate it to Bedek HaBayis. A person has a really nice Kli in their house, maybe silver, gold, or expensive wood, something like that. He could donate it to the Beis HaMikdash. That's used for Bedek HaBayis, the Beis HaMikdash upkeep fund. And if the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have a use for that Kli itself, so then they'll sell it, and then the money is going to be used for Bedek HaBayis. So now, bearing that in mind, the Braisa tells us, HaMatvis Tamimim LeBedek HaBayis, if someone attaches or connects Tamimim, which is an animal that's a tam, it's an unblemished animal, and he donates that to Bedek HaBayis, for example, he takes a sheep, and instead of saying that this is a carbon, he just donates it to the Bedek HaBayis fund, Ein Poydin Oison El Mizbeach. It's only allowed to be redeemed for the Mizbeach, which means you can't just sell it stam to a person who wants to have a sheep in his backyard and then use that money for the upkeep fund. It has to be sold to somebody who needs to bring a carbon. That's what it means, El Mizbeach. And why is that? Shekalar El Mizbeach, and Yotzim Yidim Mizbeach L'Olam, something which is fitting for the Mizbeach can never be taken away, so to speak, from the Mizbeach, and that's why this sheep would have to be sold to somebody who needs to bring a sheep as a carbon. What do we see from here? V'Avakav Kedushas Dam Ninhu, even though this is just Kedushas Damim, because it was donated to Bedek HaBayis, Ein Niftin, it's still not allowed to be redeemed. Since it's Tahar. That was a clear question on Shmuel, because the Braisa states very obviously that something which is fitting for the Mizbeach is not able to be redeemed, and that means that Menachos and Nesachim, if they're Tahar, can't be redeemed because they're fitting for the Mizbeach. Now we just complete Rav Papa's statement, Hava Hadar Bey, he would have backed out from his Shita, meaning again, Shmuel would have been Chayzer from his Shita had he heard this Braisa. However, the Gemara says, V'loy, that's not so. He Shmielei, Shmuel did know of this Braisa, V'loy Hadar Bey, and he still wasn't Chayzer from his Shita. Why not? Because Lav HaMatasim, didn't you say over there, meaning didn't we say earlier in the Gemara, that when something's not shchiach, it's not commonly found, you're not allowed to redeem it if it's tahar. Hachanami soto over here. Kim de shchichi mumin depasi behema. Since it's very common to find mumin that pasul behema from the mizbeach, da filu bedukin shebaayin nami pasli. Because even a simple mum, like a little issue with the eye, that's going to pasul an animal to use on the mizbeach. Hilkach loy shchichi. Turns out it's not common to find an animal that's right to be used from the mizbeach, and that's why if a person is matvis mimin lebedek habayis, it has to be sold to somebody who needs it as a carbon. Because it's actually not a simple thing to find an animal that's fitting the Mizbeach. Therefore, once again, this Braisa is not a question on Shmuel. Now, we have a number of other opinions. Are we or are we not able to redeem something that's Tahar? Rav Kahana Omer, he says, Tamei Niftin, Tahar and Ein Niftin. If it's Tamei, it could be redeemed, but if it's Tahar, it can't be redeemed. And here we're going to have two different versions of one Manda Omer, and we're going to discuss at length in Amud Beis. Bechina Rabbi Shaya, Tamei Niftin, Tahar and Ein Niftin. Rabbi Shaya says that Tamein are allowed to be Nifta, but not Tahirin. However, Ikad Amri, some say that Omer Rabbi Shaya says, Afilu Tahirin Niftin, even Tahirin could be redeemed. And here's the last sheet, Rabbi Blazer, where he says, Kulon, Tamei Niftin, Tar, and Ein Niftin. In regards to everything, if it's Tamei, it can be redeemed, but if it's Tar, it cannot be redeemed. Chutz me Asir Seif Hashem Mechaz Chayte, except for the Asir Seif of Mechaz Chayte, which we'll explain in a moment. Sharem Atar, because the Torah says, Mechatasai Al Chatasai. What's this referring to? So we know that there's three different averas that a person would bring a carbon oiliv yared for. What's a carbon oiliv yared? So literally, that's oiliv yared. It goes up and down, depending on the person's financial status, depends on what he brings. So if he's considered wealthy or a person of means, then he's going to bring animals. If he has less of an ability, so then he brings birds. And if he's very poor, so then he's just going to bring an asira so'efa, that's going to be a mincha. Now, two unique lashonis are used in describing these karbonos. When describing the karbon of an ashir, someone who could afford it, the pasuk used the word mechatasai, from his chatas, which is an interesting lashon using this letter mem, from. And the drash from there is that if a person was wealthy and he designated money to be used for an animal, and then in the interim he became poor, so he doesn't have to bring the animal itself, he just could bring mechatasai, from his chatos, from his carbon. He uses some of that money for a lesser carbon, and the rest of that money becomes chulin. However, it's the other way around as well. In regards to a poor man's mincha, it says, al chatosai, on his chatas, on his karban, and that tells us that if when a person was poor, he designated flour, this asir sa'efa, to be used for his mincha, and then he became rich, so actually has to be paid to that flour, that asir sa'efa, add on some more money, and buy a more expensive karban. And so it's in regards to that, this asir sa'efa, that even if it's tahar, it's allowed to be redeemed, again, because it's drasha that we just said. Now getting into a very long discussion regarding these two different versions of Rabbi Shaya. Remember, the first one is that only if it's tahar can be redeemed, but not if it's tahar. The second version is, even if it's tahar, it could be redeemed. So here the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Shaya, says, Shamati pigel mincha l'Reb Shimon, ein matami tumas eichlen. I heard that according to Reb Shimon, if a mincha became pigel, meaning the kayan was mefagel mincha, he had a machshav, let's say he's going to eat a chutzlas manoi, it's not matami tumas eichlen. We know that the majority of food could become tame, that's called tumas eichlen, and also in many situations, it could be metame other food that fits under matami tumas eichlen. However, again, Rabbi Shaya is saying, and Reb Shimon, these are two important names, that if a mincha is pigel, it can't be matami tumas eichlen. Where do we get this from? Then now we have a Mishnah, there's some Gersai. The Tanya, it's a Braisa, that Arlo of a Kilei Akerem. Arlo is the first 3 years of fruit that grows on a tree, that's Aser Ba'ana, and Kilei Akerem is when we have a foreign type growing in a vineyard, so those grapes are Aser because of Kilei Akerem, it's Kilaim, it's forbidden mixture, Kof Alfa and Beza Atap, Vishar Haniskol, a shar that has to be stoned, Ve'egla Rufa, a case of an Egla Rufa that was shechted, Vitzipar Mitzayru, the birds of Mitzayru, Petr Chamar, Ubasar Bechalov, and meat and milk that was cooked together, Kul Mitam and Thomas Eichlin, all of them could Mitam and Thomas Eichlin, even though they're Aser Ba'ana, whereas Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon says, Kulan ain't Mitam and Thomas Eichlin, all these things we just mentioned are not metame tumas eichlin. However, Majib Shem Shimon does agree with Basar B'chalav. In the case of Basar B'chalav, meat and milk cooked together, shematame tumas eichlin. It is metame tumas eichlin. Why is that? Hayal v'hayis l'shasa kosher. That's because it did have a time that it was permitted. That's before it was actually cooked. Imagine you have a pot with meat and milk in it, and then you turn the fire on. So Kol's mind, it hadn't yet been cooked. It's just a mixture of meat and milk. So it doesn't have the isser yet of meat and milk being cooked together. And since it had this shasa kosher, it is able to be metame tumas eichlin. Now, if Amar of Asi, Amar my time to Reb Shimon. What's Reb Shimon's reasoning that all these things are not able to have a Tumas Eichlin? That's because the Pasuk tells us, Mikola Eichel Asher Yachel, from all food which could be eaten. Now, it's obviously redundant because food usually is able to be eaten. If it can't be eaten, it's not considered food. What do we learn from here? Eichshata Yachel Achila Lacherim Kari Eichel. Food that you're able to feed others, that's called food. Memelet's Metame Tumas Eichlin. Whereas Eichel Shiyata Yachel Achila Lacherim, food that cannot be fed to others, such as all these things above that we mentioned, because they're all Asr Ba'na, and Kari Eichel, it's not considered eichel, and meal came from time to eichlin, and therefore vapigol mincha nami. It's the same thing when the kohen's mefagel mincha eichel shi'ata yochel achila acherim hu. This is food that cannot be fed to others, and that's why it's not time to eichlin. That would be the support for Rabbi Shaya. Now continue discussing some details here. As Gemara Yehachi, that's really so. Then basar b'chalav nami, basar b'chalav as well. Typically, why don't we just explain that the reason why it is matami tomas eichlin is the eichel shi'ata yochel achila acherim hu is because this is something that could be fed to others. Why? To Tanya, we have a brayso. Reb Shimon Yehuda Amar Mishum Reb Shimon. So here we see shitas Reb Shimon. B'chalav asr b'chila u'motar b'hana. Basar b'chalav is not allowed to be eaten, but it is permitted to benefit from. You could give it to a non-Jew or to animals. Shnemar, because one pasuk says, ki am kadesh at al shem lekecha lo yisavash agadi b'chalev imai. So this pasuk is talking about the isser of basar b'chalav, and it uses the lashon of am kadesh ata. And while lanu aimer, a different pasuk says, regarding an animal, it's a trefa, v'anshe kadesh tihiyun li. So we see the same lashon of kedusha, u'basar b'sada trefa lo yisachelu. What do we learn from here? Malalon asr b'chila u'motar b'hana, just like a trefa, we know is usher to be eaten. However, it is mutar b'ana, as the pasuk tells beferosh, like kelev tashlichu naisai, you could throw it to the dogs. So it's mutar b'ana, afkan, so to over here, by basar b'chalav, asr b'chilu, mutar b'ana. It's usher to eat, but it's mutar b'ana. So why did the Braisa previously have to say that Reb Shimon agrees that basar b'chalav is matame tumas eichlin because it had shasa kaisher? We should have just kept to the same line of reasoning that explains shitas Reb Shimon in regards to all the other things, that this is food that is able to be given to others. So the answer is that's not a question. Chada va'id ka'amar. We're saying one and yet another one. Chada, first of all, one reason Reb Shimon is basar b'chalav is something that could be given to others, and that's why it's even time to tumas eichlin. Va'id, and also l'didei nami hois lo shas kosher. Even for the person himself, this basar b'chalav did have a shas kosher, as we had said before it was cooked. That's considered a shas kosher. So that answers that question. Now we continue discussing this, and here we're nearing our attempted raya for one of the shitas of Rabbi Shaya. They say we're gonna have a stira. We have a brass that tells us Reb Shimon Omer. So here once again we have shitas Reb Shimon. Yesh noiser shum matame tumas eichlin, v'yesh noiser shein matame tumas eichlin. We have a case of noiser, which again is kachim meat that was left beyond its time that's allowed to be eaten. So now it's noiser. So some noiser actually is matame tumas eichlin, and some is not matame tumas eichlin. Ketzad, how does that work? So pay attention to these cases because we're going to be discussing them later on. Lun lefnei zrika ein matame tumas eichlin. Before zrika's adam of the carbon happened, it was lun that carbon stayed overnight, so it's not matame tumas eichlin. However, la'achar zrika, if the carbon stayed overnight after zrika's adam, so matame tumas eichlin, it could be matame tumas eichlin. Kalin, no pigol. If the carbon is the status of pigol, bein b'kachim kachim, bein b'kachim kalim, whether it's kachim kachim kalim, ain't matam tam asaychlin, it came matam tam asaychlin. However, pigol b'mincha, matam tam asaychlin, the mincha became pigol, so it is matam tam asaychlin. Now, this is obviously a very big problem, because Rabbi Shai said before that according to Rabbi Shimon, pigol b'mincha, ain't matam tam asaychlin. And here the Brass is telling us beferish that Rabbi Shimon holds that pigol b'mincha, it is matam tam asaychlin. What do we do with that? The Gemara says, loikasha, no problem. Kancha is loshasa kaisher, kancha is loshasa kaisher. This Brass that we just quoted, that pigol b'mincha is matam tam asaychlin, is referring to where it had a shasa kaisher, whereas Rabbi Shai is referring to where it didn't have a shasa kaisher. We further explain this. Where would the situation be that it didn't have a shasa kaisher and memela it came from tamatum asaychlin? That's like the shenu mechubar where he was makadashit mechubar. In other words, a person said, "I'm going to bring carbon mincha." Then he had some wheat that was still attached to the ground, and he said, "This wheat is kadosh. I'm going to use it for my mincha," and that never had a shasa kaisher because the moment it gets cut down, it already has kedusha to it. And so that would be the situation where it's ain loy shasa kaisher memela. It's not matamatum asaychlin. However, the Gemara asks on this lefrakinu. Why does he just redeem it? Fine. So he cut it down, and let's say he ground it and made it into flour. Why is he not just able to redeem it? Be pied it. It wasn't yet placed into a kli sharis, so it doesn't have kedushas agof. And so here we're finally narrowing it down. Ha nichal hachlishin da amr Rabbi Shaya. This all good according to the lashon of Rabbi Shaya, which is the first one that may niftin turn a niftin. Only if it's tummy, it's allowed to be redeemed. But if it's tar, it's not allowed to be redeemed. Shapir, so everything works out well. The reason why that when he was makadish be mechuber, he's not able to redeem it even after it's cut down is because since it's tahar, he can't redeem it. Mimil, it's considered ein lashasa kaisher, and that's why it came from tamei Thomas Eichlin. El hachlishna, but according to the second lashon, the amr that Rabbi Shai had said, afilu tahirin niftin, even if it was tahar, could be redeemed. So lefakanu, why doesn't he just redeem it right now, even though it's tahar, and that means that it had a shas kosher, so should it be mitame Thomas Eichlin? And from the fact that we're not saying that, so it must be that we have a raya for this first lashon of Rabbi Shai, that only if it's tamei could be redeemed, but not if it's tahar. However, the Gemara knocks us down right away and says that no, hashta mi'alai parik. Bottom line is, now he didn't redeem it. You're right, maybe he did have the ability to redeem it, but at the end of the day, it wasn't redeemed. And so calls mine, it wasn't redeemed. It's considered that it didn't have a shas kaisher. Maybe we go back to our original suffix that we don't know which lashon of Rabbi Shaya is correct. However, now the Gemara asks on this. Remember, we had just said that hashtami alai parik, that you're right, maybe he was able to redeem it, but since at the end of the day, it wasn't redeemed, so it's not considered like it had a shas kaisher. But now the Gemara asks not like that, because of kivan de ibari parik law, that since it was a situation that if he wanted to, he could have been paid it. Shemila Rabbi Shimon de Amar, we've actually heard Rabbi Shimon said, kala oimid liftais kipadi dami, that anything that was able to be redeemed, it is considered like it was redeemed. Where is this? Titania, we have a brisa. Rabbi Shimon says, para matama Thomas Eichlin, the para aduma could be matama Thomas Eichlin, hoel vahisla shasa kaisher, since it has shasa kaisher. We know the whole process of the para aduma is not done inside the base of Mikdash, it's actually done outside on Hara Mishcha, on Hara Zesim. There's a whole procedure where the bottom line is, it's shechted and burned, and then the ashes are mixed with the water, and that's the water of the para aduma. So Rabbi Shimon tells us that para aduma could be matama Thomas Eichlin. Why? Because it had a shas kaisher. And what is the shas kaisher? Rabbi Shlosh Rakesh says, the paraduma could be redeemed when it's on the maracha. And so we see that since it had the ability to be redeemed, even though it wasn't officially redeemed, it still could be matame Thomas Eichlin. Says the Gemara, not a raya. Hachi Ash, is this really so? Bishlama para. This is all good when we're talking about the paraduma. I met this lift, I see. That stands, it's ready to be nifta. Why is that? She'im matzacher is naimena mitzvah of daisa. If they end up finding a nicer paraduma than the one that we have right here, it's actually a mitzvah to redeem the original one and use the new one. And therefore we're able to say that even though it wasn't yet redeemed, since it's able to be redeemed, it's considered like it was redeemed. Elahani mincha is mitzvah of daisan, but we're just talking about regular flour of mincha. Is there ever mitzvah to be paid to them? No. And therefore, even though maybe they are able to be redeemed, calls man, they have not pail in action been redeemed. They're still considered not right. Mele would say that they're not matama Thomas Eichlin. However, now we're going to ask a number of questions of this based off the brayos that we quoted previously. Here's the first thing. V'halan lefnei zrika, a carbon that stayed overnight in the base of Mikdash before Zrikas Adam happened. The mitzvah lemizrake. It's a mitzvah to do Zrikas Adam. And vibay zarak. If he wanted to do Zrika, he could have done Zrika. But nonetheless, v'katani, what do we teach? De'in matame Thomas Eichlin. It's not matame Thomas Eichlin. So it seems to be pretty clear from the brayso that even though there was a mitzvah to do this thing, to do the Zrika over here in this case, it's still not matame Thomas Eichlin. So that's a question on the Paraduma case. It says, Gemara, no. Hachamai skin, what are we talking about over here? Shaloi ha'isashah is beyond the mizrika. There actually wasn't time in the day to do Zrikas Adam. So it turns out that he wasn't able to do Zrika. Memela is different than the case of the Paraduma. Ask the Gemara, okay, if that's really true, let's say he did have time to do Zrika while it's still daytime, what would it then be? Matama Thomas Eichlin. Mashma, we would say it is Matama Thomas Eichlin. Well, then, Adetoni, instead of the Brisa teaching, Lon La Acher Zrika, Matama Thomas Eichlin, meaning instead of the Brisa teaching two cases, that if it was Lon Lefnei Zrika, it's not Matama Thomas Eichlin, and if it was Lon La Acher Zrika, it is Matama Thomas Eichlin. Eichlin, Liflik B'Dida, just make a differentiation in that first situation itself. In other words, all the Brassa should say is Lon Lifnei Zrika, Enim Tama Tomas Eichlin, and then it should say, B'Med Ver Amurim, when was that stated, Shalah Hesolah Shahis Bayom, as only if he didn't have time. Avol Hesolah Shahis Bayom, if he had time during the day to do the Zrika, Matama Tomas Eichlin, it is Matama Tomas Eichlin, and then it would be the same case as the Paraduma, that since there was the ability to do it, even though it didn't actually happen, it's still Matama Tomas Eichlin. The Gemara says, Hachinami Ka Amar, in truth, that actually is what the Brassa is telling us. In essence, what the Brassa is teaching is Lon Kaidim Shiyira Lazrika and Matama Tomas Eichlin, if the carbon stayed overnight before it was even fit for Zrika, it's not Matama Tomas Eichlin, whereas La'achar Shiyira Lazrika, if it was Lon after Zrika, so then Matama Tomas Eichlin is Matama Tomas Eichlin, so in truth, the Brassa is consistent and there's no question. However, we ask from the next case, Vapigel, Bim Kachi Kachim, Bim Kachim Kalim. What about the situation where the carbon became pigel, either it was Kachi Kachim, Kachim Kalim, the Mitzvah Mizrake, there was a mitzvah to do the Zrika properly, Kuf Bezo and Alpha on top, and Vibai Zarek, if he wanted to do the Zrika properly, he could have done so. He ended up doing the Zrika improperly with Machshava Pigel, but if he wanted to, he could have done it, and again, it was a mitzvah to do so. So again, that lines up with the Paraduma case, Vikatani, but still, what does the Brassa teach? The Ain't Matama Tomas Eichlin, the Sama Tama Tomas Eichlin. And my love of the Pigel was Zrika, isn't this talking about where he was Mefagalit during the Zrika, as we had just explained? Once again, we have a question on the Paraduma situation. Here we have a case where it was a mitzvah to do so, and he had the ability to do so, and nonetheless, since he didn't actually do it properly, it's not Matama Tomas Eichlin. The Gemara says, Loi, that's not so, it's a misunderstanding. The Pigel B'Shchita. The Brassa is actually referring to where he was Mefagel already by the Shchita, so there wasn't an ability to do Zrika anymore B'Kashros, because you already messed it up by the Shchita. The Gemara asks, fine, Avul Pigel B'Zrika, Mai. Let's say he was Mefagel only by the Zrika. What would the din be? Hachanami Matama Tomas Eichlin. According to what we're saying, so it should be Matama Tomas Eichlin, because again, he had the ability to do it properly. Well, if that's the case, then we have a similar question to what we had in the first stage of the Brassa. Adetani. Instead of the Brassa teaching that the corresponding case is Pigel B'Mincha Matama Tomas Eichlin, that is Mefagel Mincha, it's Matama Tomas Eichlin, well, Liflik B'Dida. Why not just make a differentiation in this very case itself? The Brassa should just say, B'Pigel B'Mekachi Kachim B'Mekachim Kalim, it's Einim Matama Tomas Eichlin, and then it should say, B'Med V'Rumurim, when is that stated? The Pigel B'Shchita, that's only if he's Mefagel by the Shchita. Avol Pigel B'Zrika, but if he's Mefagel by the Zrika, so then Matama Tomas Eichlin, it is Matama Tomas Eichlin. Why do we have to jump to a case of Pigel B'Mincha in order to show, oh, this is a case where it is Matama Tomas Eichlin? The more answer is Pigel B'Mincha Tzrichale. We dafka need that case of Pigel B'Mincha to teach us a chiddush. The afa gav the Pigel B'Kmitza, that even if the Machshavas Pigel was by the Kmitza, the Kmitz B'Mincha Keshchita Dami, the Kmitza of a Mincha is like the Shchita of a carbon. These two avaydas line up. Afilu hachi, even so, Matama Tomas Eichlin, it's still Matama Tomas Eichlin, hoyel v'hoyz l'shasa kosher mikaroi, since the Mincha did once upon a time have a shasa kosher when it was just regular flour. Before it was Neskadish in a Kli Shares, that's called the Shasa Kosher, and so even though he was, so to speak, Mefagalit by the Shchita, again, it's not the Shchita, it's the Kmitza, but still it has the ability to Tame Tomas Eichlin, and that's why the Brisa brought out that case. So once again, we're going to have a Kasha to this Yisoid that was brought out, specifically by Parah Aduma. This is a mitzvah to be paided if there was an ability, so that's considered in a way a Shas Kosher, and Mimil, it's Tame Tomas Eichlin. We're going to start for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.